This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A backcountry skier was killed in an avalanche on Christmas Eve. That's a reminder that avalanche danger is high for the mountains right now. This happened near Cameron Pass, where the victim's partner was able to pull the man out of the snow, but it was too late. An avalanche warning is in effect for much of the high country today after the recent snowstorm, with more snow on the way. Adding fresh powder to an unstable snowpack increases avalanche danger. Highway C-470 in Jefferson County was shut down on Christmas morning due to a suspicious package. The bomb squad was called in to investigate, but it turns out there was no threat. The highway reopened after about an hour. Today marks the first day of Kwanzaa, the week-long holiday celebration that celebrates African-American history and culture. Cleo Parker Robinson is a famed dancer and choreographer who's also a member of the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame. She says Denver's Kwanzaa tradition runs 30 years deep.
Kwanzaa has always been so special in our community, and I don't know that everyone really is aware of how long we've been celebrating in our community.
A parade commemorating the first day of Kwanzaa will start at Blair Caldwell Library and will end at the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater. The parade begins at 6 p.m. A woman was killed by an RTD light rail train on Christmas Day. This happened in Denver's Overland neighborhood. Police say they're investigating. You're listening to CPR News.